Good morning, everyone. This is today's Dharma Espresso on muscle training. Last night, I started an 8-week program on how to teach muscle training. It's not really new, but goes deeper into what you've already learned to help you find the keys to transform your life, personality, heart, and mind. We focus on those changes to start practicing. So it's different from the long-term programs such as the Integral Tai Chi or the Bodhisattva Path Training Program. Now this 8-week program, how can we find out the main keys to open the door to our new life? First, we have to find the door our key can open. But when we open that door and walk in, we have to learn CK10, CK flows, practice meditation and visualization, etc. So I started to do a very condensed and progressive program and the main points on which to focus. Now I'll briefly mention some very important shortcomings that we have to supplement in the training. When we do the frog form, the existing energy from below, together with the heat, is pushed up, released, and spread out all over the body, giving us internal force. It's from this internal energy that we can do what we want. But one very important thing is that if our muscles in our muscular system are not firm, they won't work well. The so-called elasticity of the spine needs a good muscular system to help us bend back and forth easily. Therefore, there is a very important omission in our practice of CK10, CK flows, Tai Chi walk, or whatever else we've learned so far. Now we have to add another practice called resistance training to strengthen our muscles. Americans usually lift weights for muscle training. We can do that too. If there is a gym available, we should go there to strengthen our muscles by lifting weights or heavy objects. We can also go to Walmart to buy weights from 1/2 pound to 1 pound, up to 1.5, 2, 3, 4, or 5 pounds to lift progressively from lighter to heavier weights. There are easy weightlifting exercises to do. In the future, all CK10 instructors will have to learn how to teach weightlifting. However, if you don't do weightlifting, another very important way to strengthen your spine is to do the plank pose. A plank is a flat piece of wood. When you do planking, you lie down on the ground on your tummy. Bend your elbows and rest your weight on your forearms instead of your hands. Be up on your toes, then lift your body up and keep it as flat as a wooden board. Your body should form a straight line from your shoulders down to your ankles. Hold that position for 30 seconds, 1 minute or 2 minutes, then gradually increase 30 seconds more every week. Practicing the plank pose will strengthen your core, your back muscles, and your arm muscles. At first, your body may shake a bit, sometimes even after you've done it for 5 minutes. But that's very good, because the muscles will slowly get strengthened and firmed up. Sometimes you can sweat profusely just from doing the plank pose. Another method I often practice is with the ab roller wheel. I hold the handle of both sides of the wheel and push it back and forth on the floor. You can buy the ab roller wheel for $19.99. It's a very good tool to strengthen your back. In other words, there are many important ways to improve your health. One of them is to do strength training to firm up your back muscles and strengthen your spine. When the back muscles are strong, your arm muscles get strong too. Sometimes people practice doing push-ups or doing pull-ups, which is gripping the bar with both hands and pulling yourself up. Those things are easy to do, but you may not want to do them because of your advanced age. So there are easier things to do, like what I demonstrated last night. I just bent my legs going down, then up, like doing the frog form, with the back going straight down, then up. Doing this will greatly strengthen your thigh muscles because they hold the weight of your upper body. When you do it fast, like in the regular frog form, lunging up very fast, the endurance of your thighs is different because this leg motion is not strenuous. So after last night's practice, if you do it again tomorrow night, you'll experience a different feeling. your thigh and calf muscles will get stronger and firmer. Instead of doing the form fast, you do it slowly, following this method to strengthen your muscles more and more so your back will not be prone to misalignment. When you suffer from back injury, dislocated vertebra, or spinal fracture, it's often due to your muscular system being too weak and not flexible enough. That is a very important part. If you're 50, 60, or about to be 70, it's urgent that you practice daily to make your muscles stronger and firmer. If you're over 70, you should start lifting light weights to keep your muscles strong enough to support your skeletal structure. Sometimes you're very flexible, but your muscles may not be strong and firm enough. So, in addition to the Healthy Heaven, Happy Earth exercise, we now try to train our muscles to be strong and firm. Thank you for listening. I wish you a peaceful, beautiful, and awakening day.